Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Midnight, straight up here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
It's always great to have Rosie by your side.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, because I am Tommy, the fountain of information, for those of you that live out on Long Island and you take the LIRR, the strike is over. They came to terms on an agreement. Limited service will start today because we have crossed into over to Tuesday at noon. And I think they'll be back to full service by 4 o'clock. So the morning commute, if you are somebody that drives, or I should say takes the train in the morning, you're still going to be affected, I believe. So you might have to take a shuttle bus or a drive-in. But by the afternoon, things should be up and running again. And then certainly by the next morning, if you're a morning commuter, everything will be back to normal, which is great for everybody. Because the roads will be less cars on it. The Long Island people can take their trains into work. And if you were banking on working from home over the next month, because there's probably some people rooting for the strike to last forever because they work from home. Sure, there's plenty of people on Long Island that are like, you know what, just don't come to an agreement for like 6 months so I could sit here and work from home. It's the summer. The weather's been beautiful, although it's trending into some of the worst weather I've ever seen on Memorial Day weekend. Just absolutely brutal weather coming this weekend, which is fine because we have plenty of Well, it's not really fine. I want to go hang out outside, but it's fine from the sense that we have tremendous sports to watch. The Knicks have not one, but two playoff games during Memorial Day weekend. You got Yankees, Rays. You got Mets, Marlins. You got a ton of great sports. You got the Western Conference Finals. You got hockey going on. So it is truly that, and I've said this before, I understand September and October. I get it. Football, football, football. And then you have the stretch run of baseball and the postseason. That is a gorgeous time for sports. That is, as Gary Cohen would say, a perpetuitous. No, that's not the word. I almost got it again. I keep forgetting the word that Gary Cohen used. He didn't use the word perpetuitous, but he used the word. Poker-tutalist. It is a poker-tutalist time of year because it's just so beautiful. But I would argue, not necessarily against that time of year, because I love it, but I would say that this time of year, really dating back to March because of the college hoops, which I love, this is such a great time of year for sports. And it's all now coming to a head and culminating because you have the NBA playoffs as the Knicks are 4 wins away from the finals. You have baseball really starting to stretch its legs now as we get to Memorial Day, that checkpoint, that real first checkpoint of the season that I've always talked about. We're only a couple days away from that. You have the Stanley Cup playoffs. So there's so much sports right now. Golf, if you're a fan, we just came off a major. It is awesome stuff. The weather getting better. So this is a great time of year. It is poker-tutalist. It's beautiful. And we are right in the middle of it. Now, speaking of the Mets, that had to be the most thrilling 9-run victory I've ever seen. Because if you didn't watch the game, let's just say you're either have the Mets in timeout still, or you were busy, or for whatever the reason, you just couldn't lock in on the game. But you checked the box score. You said, all right, box score, let me go to Google right now. Let me see what the Metsies did. You say, boy, 16 runs, a 9-run victory. That must have been a rocking chair. Far from it. It was another nail-biter. It was another come-from-behind victory for the comeback kids as the Mets continue to chip away, chip away, chip away. As they are putting together one of the best Mays of any team in baseball. 11-5 in May, 6-1 in their last seven. Three victories in a row. Two straight extra inning victories. As they continue to fight. And that's what I love most about this. They're fighting. They're not laying their sword down. They're not hanging their heads low. They're not, hey, Friday night was a rough one. You get shut down by the Yankees. You get shut down by Schlittler. You lose Clay Holmes for a very long time. And all the momentum that they had in the Tigers series, they took a real big body shot. And they, for a team that has taken a ton of them all year long, not just to the body, but to the head, to the legs, if you're an MMA fan, just all over the place, battered and bruised and bloodied. And Friday night was the latest chapter because you lost your best pitcher in Clay Holmes, or certainly best pitcher so far this year. But this team has responded. And maybe, Carlos Mendoza is most comfortable when his team is way under 500. Like, he needs to get off to these slow starts. Like, he's in a horse in a race where they kind of set the pace, but then as you get down to the final, what do they call it, furlong? The final stretch of the race? The horse starts to tire. Yes. He is more of a closer, not a set of pace guy, because he was setting the pace last year, and then we all know what happened down the stretch. Now, much like in 24, and long way to go, but they're chipping away, and all of a sudden, 500 is not that far off. You could start to see it. It's like driving to Disney. You start to see the signs. You start to see the signs for South of the Border. You start to see signs for Wally World, or whatever the heck that theme park was in Vacation. That's what you're starting to see. And there's so many positive vibes with this team right now. Juan Soto's feeling it. Led by Benj. Led by AJ Ewing. And another three-hit game for Carson Benj, which is becoming just commonplace that he's getting on base. He's producing. He's been their best hitter for what feels like over a month now. And he is firmly in place now at the top of the order. And speaking of that, and I've been hearing this a lot, and I vehemently disagree with anybody that has this take. I would not, under any circumstances, drop Bo Bichette in this order. None. Forget about the contract. Forget all that. I don't care if he was getting paid $10 a day. I don't care what he's getting paid. What I care about is the type of player he is and the type of hitter he is. He is a machine. He is a guy that has a long resume of coming through at runners in scoring position. And I want him at the top of the order because I know this guy is going to break out of this. And the hit in the 10th inning, or no, 9th inning, I should say, on Sunday, that base hit, I said it last night, maybe that gets him going. And then all of a sudden, you fast forward tonight, a three-hit game, three RBIs, a home run, made solid contact throughout the night. Bo Bichette is going to hit. And I don't want to drop him in this order. I want to keep him right at the top. Now, I like the idea of promoting Ewing. I don't like it at the expense of Bichette. And look, AJ's only been up here for a little bit, so give it more time. Bichette is a proven hitter. He is a guy that's been in big games, had big hits in the World Series. He is as clutch as it gets throughout his career.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
He has just joined a list of guys. Some made it out alive and thrived and made the Hall of Fame. Some did not. Or some were already Hall of Famers and then just didn't get out. But for every Baerga, there's a Beltran. For every Alomar, there's a Piazza. Even Lindor, Soto, all of these guys, great players, not good players, great players, immortal players. The best offensive player in the history of the franchise in Piazza, they've all gone through this. It's nothing new. Bo Bichette knows how to hit. And he knows how to hit at a high clip. And I'm telling you, once he gets rolling, once he starts getting downhill, he's going to take off in a big time way. So keep him where he is. Keep him exactly where he is. And I just love the fight that this team is showing. Love it. They get down in these games, no problem. And the bullpen, you know, night after night here, is showing tremendous stones. Weaver on Saturday. Weaver last night now, as we've crossed over midnight. Brazoban, who is tremendous. Like I said, it's a 9-run victory, but it was anything but an easy win. They poured it on, and then ultimately a position player came in for the Nationals, and the wheels completely fell off, as you would expect, when he's lobbing balls up there. But it was anything but a rocking chair victory. But what it was, is another come-from-behind victory. The Mets are now 11-5 in May, 6-1 in their last seven, and by far playing their best baseball of the year. And no matter what this team has received over the last couple days, as far as injury news, on Lindor, which sounds like now June, middle of June. No timetable on Robert Jr. Polanco, who's with the team. Look, this is what it's going to come down to with Polanco. And this is not me saying, tough up. You got to get tough here and toughen up. That's not me saying this. It's just what the team is literally saying. It sounds like Polanco is just going to have to get out on the field and deal with the injuries. Like, it's not going anywhere. Which is unfortunate. And who knows if he could play through it at the level that he played last year. We got so many clutch hits. But at some point, it's just going to be one of those situations where it sounds like the Achilles situation is not going anywhere. So he's just going to have to get on the field. And it's going to be about pain management. But whether it was Alvarez or Holmes on Friday, like the injury news, Soto earlier in the year, this team has been through so much adversity. And this is something that I said during the, I think it was during the losing streak or right before it. I said, you know what? Sometimes losing, it builds character. Because you've been to hell, and now you're on your way back. And that's exactly where this team was for the first month of the year. And one of the things I said as the month was coming to a close, I said, listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig. I'm not going to tell you that they had a great month when they didn't. They had a horrible month of April. But just because they had one bad month doesn't mean they're going to have another bad one. And they are certainly off to an outstanding month of May, as they have one of the best records in all of baseball. And they are showing a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, not only mentally, but just that fortitude at the plate, guys coming out of the bullpen, really led by the two kids, that's why they are the comeback kids, in Benj and Ewing. Not only Ewing's play, but in some ways as a good luck charm, and Carson Benj, who's been the MVP of the team for the last month, and really has been the lightning rod, much like Lindor was in 24. That's what Benj has been. He's been outstanding. As dialed in at the plate as you can possibly be right now. And it's great to see. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jonathan in Massachusetts. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Tommy. Good to talk to you as always.
Likewise.
I had just a couple points. You know, one thing that is interesting, you know, we've spoken often about your essential theme about the power of positivity, but also because it's true in both directions, as I fully believe, whether it's Boston or here, there's a power of negativity. Now, there's a fascinating story on ESPN. Apparently, before the game, the Nationals franchise had to banish some fans for life because they brought a white supremacist flag to the stadium. So you want to talk about outrageously negative vibes.
Right.
So I had this notion going into the game where it was a very, very close game. But in the end, the vibes won out and those bad ones were just destroyed.
And listen, absolutely. And listen, you're watching that game and it felt like it was at Citi Field. I mean, you know, I know the Nationals, especially when they're not playing
great. They never show up. That's why I never say Mets fans are not. I would rather have the Mets fans, even when they're at their most toxic, than Nationals.
Yeah, but you know what, too, also, Jonathan? You know what? Absolutely. Yeah. And you never want to. And I said this a lot, Jonathan, throughout the month of April. Sorry to cut you off. Is when fans are being negative, they're being negative because they care and they're being passionate. And what you don't want is apathy. What you don't want is people to stop caring, people to stop showing up, people to just wave the white flag, throw in the towel, and stop giving a you-know-what. And I never felt that with my fellow Met fans this year. I felt the negativity. At times, I felt the toxic nature of it, but understandable when you consider the start that they got off to, the offseason that they had, and just everything going on. If you've ever checked out social media and just type in Mets, especially when they were losing, and all the stuff that was going on and being attached to them, you can understand where people could fall into that. But I always try to keep my distance from it, stay positive, especially because in the back of my mind, I knew going into the year that I felt good about this team. And I thought they would win the division. I thought they'd win a lot of games. And I wasn't about to give up on that feeling over the first month of the season. Wasn't going to do it. Even at the lowest of moments, you know, I still believed in this team to turn it around. Because, yes, it was early. And it's still early, by the way. It's not even Memorial Day yet. Think about how you felt at the end of April as a Met fan. Now think about how you feel in the middle of May. And just think how you could feel at the beginning of June. Baseball is a crazy sport. And the way it's set up now, unless you are historically bad, if you are the Rockies of last year, if you are the White Sox of a couple years ago, if you're historically bad, you have no shot. Your season is over. And you know it early. The Mets are not historically bad. They were never going to be historically bad. This is a team that, and I wasn't alone in this, that liked them to win 90-plus games. Their Vegas total, their over-under, was 89.5. This was not a team projected to win 60 games. What happened in April was a lot of factors. But the talent and the ability, and now most importantly, the fight, and maybe that was lacking for a bit, it's not lacking anymore. Because they're showing you, and this is one of the things that I liked about the offseason, and this is one of the things that I thought they were trying to turn around, they being Stearns, was that DNA of the team, where if they do get down in games, they fight, they fight, they fight. And we didn't see it a lot in April, but we're seeing it now in bunches. And that is a great sign. They got to get guys back healthy. They might even have to make a move or two. But you got to give Mendoza and this team credit for not giving up and putting together the type of May that they've had so far. Says a lot about Mendoza, because now this is, we're not there yet, but this is now the second time. And it doesn't excuse last year, but this is why I think he got a third year, and this is why I think the Mets were patient with him. If I said that once, I've said it a million times. And I know he's not perfect, and I know he does some things that make you scratch your head and get angry. I'm not saying he's the greatest manager in history, but off of what he did in year one, coupled with year two, this is why he was given year three as the rubber year, so to speak, the rubber match, or whatever you want to call it, to break the tie. And I knew they would be patient with him because he got him to the NLCS a couple years ago. And maybe, yeah, maybe he has to be that closer. Maybe his teams have to, certainly would prefer not, although I would take 24 over 25. We all would, of course. Doesn't matter how you get there, just get there. I speak for all of us as sports fans. I don't care what months are your best months in the regular season, as long as when October rolls around, I can cancel my vacation plans and I can watch Mets baseball. Or I won't even book vacation plans because I know they're getting to October. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Eli in Brooklyn. What's up, Eli?
Hey, how's it going, Loogie?
Hey, what's happening?
Or positive Tommy, I should really say. Listen, you've been dead on with the Memorial Day deadline. I've been listening to you for a couple weeks now. I'm like, I've been saying it was way too early to give up on a team, but you've definitely been spot on that. So I definitely got to give you your flowers on that one.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I use Memorial Day not only for the team, but also for Mendoza as the first checkpoint to see where this team is at. And as we are a couple days away from Memorial Day weekend, considering the start that they had, they are in damn good shape.
For sure. And I definitely, they're playing some gritty baseball, and yep, I'm loving the new energy. So I had a couple points that I just wanted to see hear your thoughts on. Mm-hmm. So one little bit of a different point that I really only came to my head as I was watching the game today and also against the Yankees. Lindor's injury, maybe secretly, I hope he gets better quick, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise seeing Soto take charge of the team and allowing him to be that number one guy, because I see him clicking with all the younger guys. And he was the first one hugging Benj on the walk-off. I don't know if it's like a little, cue point or it's like something behind that, but I would love for Soto's the guy. And then
this is his first chance. Now, listen, Eli, to your point, this is the first time since Soto has been a Met where you could say, because obviously last year we all know the contract was with the Yankees, came to the Mets, all the hoopla by both fan bases surrounding him. But now with Pete gone, with Lindor on the shelf, this is Soto's team. There's no even question about it. And to your point, he seems to be, because a lot was made about it, he doesn't smile, he doesn't seem happy. All I see from Juan Soto these days is smiles and embracing these young players and this team and that the run that they're on.
Right, right. And I think that was huge for him. I never really bought into so much of the, you know, he's not happy into all that. He's
the witch hunt.
He's definitely just a serious, he cares about his game and, you know, he's not the biggest talk of the team, but now I like
that. But look at him this year, too, because last year it was almost like pulling teeth for Marte to get him to pose for the pictures after the home run. Now he's putting the hard hat on. He's doing all the celebrations.
Right.
He's clearly more comfortable. I don't know if it's a Lindor thing or not. I don't know if it's just, hey, it's the second year now with the team. Whatever the case may be, Juan Soto is clearly more comfortable in that uniform and in his skin this year, and it's showing.
Got it. And then one other point, I know it's still very early, but now that we saw them fall, fight a little bit, I just want to know if, I definitely think they have the grit and obviously talent offensively with some injuries, but now with Clay Holmes, that was just a terrible blow. Mm. Where do you think they stack up with all these injuries and uncertainties? And what would you like to see maybe they do about it or just stuff like that? Because that's the only thing that's just getting me. Like, I think they could make a run, and I know they're going to be a battle type of team, but do they have enough ammo with all these injuries and all the uncertainty? That would be like my life.
Yeah, look, I would obviously, with Holmes going down, it certainly presents a situation where they're going to have to add pitching. I was comfortable with this rotation for sure with Holmes there, but now I think they're going to have to add an arm in the. You could certainly call somebody up, too, as far as adding an arm. But I would look into the trade market as well. Not give up a ton, but I would try to get a starter there. And I still look at a big bat, just kind of a power bat to add to this lineup. And certainly if Polanco could come back, he could fill that void to a degree, for sure. Not all the way, but he could fill it to some degree. Those are the kind of directions I would be looking at. But I'm also, as far as this lineup goes, very comfortable with where they're at and very comfortable with the idea that Lindor will be back. Polanco, boy, it just sounds like he's going to have to play through the injury. And Luis Robert Jr., I'll stay positive that he can come back, although A.J. Ewing is getting this opportunity. So that's the bright side of the Robert Jr. extended absence, is A.J. Ewing, who just continues to rake another two hits tonight. Him and Benj are just been such lifts for this team. Benj obviously been here from day one of the season starting, but Benj's play over the last month as the MVP of the team has really set the pace, and now Ewing up here, and no coincidence that a guy with the last name Ewing, as the Knicks are four wins away, and they're going to get there, and they're going to get there quickly, probably in five, over the Cavs. It's no coincidence that a player with the last name Ewing joins the Mets and the team takes off at the same time as the Knicks are going back to the finals for the first time in decades. And perhaps we'll get a rematch of that NBA finals and the Knicks can get their revenge. And I know Duncan and Robinson, those guys won't be out there, but it's still the uniform. And for those of us, and it's most of you in the audience, for those of us that saw it and lived it and witnessed it and watched it, and obviously that was a great run that year to the finals, and they ran into a wagon, but still, it stung, especially for me, seeing the Knicks lose again in the NBA Finals. The stars appear to be aligning for both the Mets and the Knicks. And the Yankees, look, great win. One of those games that you circle and you say, hey, bounce back, win a game off of the worst loss of the year, win a close game. They did both of those things. Bednar continues to be shaky. Obviously, there's going to have to be something that is done there in the not only the closer role, but this entire bullpen. But bottom line is this. Goldschmidt, outstanding again. He needs more at-bats. Jazz, clutch hit, off the foul pole. Perhaps that'll get him going. And Bellinger, look, he continues to be a very, very important piece for this team. And that was a crucial and critical signing for Cashman and the Yankees in the offseason. Really the centerpiece of their entire offseason kind of hinged, especially when they weren't going in other directions. it really hinged on bringing Bellinger back, and they were able to do that. And you just see it night in, night out, what Bellinger brings to a team. Let's go to Paul in Yonkers. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, Tommy. Hey. Good evening. What a night for all the sports. Tremendous. First for the Mets. Back-to-back tremendous baseball games.
Now,
It's kind of wiping away April. It's been tremendous.
Absolutely. Now, Paul, if you remember, because I'm a stand-up guy, after April, you know, there were a lot of people in our audience that were calling for me to apologize to you. And you, as another stand-up guy, came to me man-to-man, you know, mano-a-mano here, two buddies.
Yep.
You said, Tommy, you don't owe me any kind of apology. Mm-hmm. And I said, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to apologize anyway. But what I will do, and I did, I said, you know what, Paul? So far, you have been right about this team. Now, when you consider the way things are changing, and it's led by, in your words, two minor leaguers.
The minor leaguers.
Correct.
Tremendous.
I think it's time for you, Paul, to say round two has gone to Tommy. So we're tied up 1-1, the way I see it on my scorecard.
Yes. We just need a little bit more of a run here to get back into everything. We got McLean tomorrow.
Yep.
Come on, let's win for this kid.
Could no doubt.
Please win a game for him. You know,
put up some runs and win a game. Listen, here's the good news and bad news when you're playing the Nationals. The good news, they can't pitch. The bad news, they can hit. And they can hit with the best of them.
True.
So you know that you're going to get these wild games. Now with McLean, if there's anybody that's going to stop or at least limit the Nationals in this rotation, it's going to be him. The Mets need to, and a lot of these runs were certainly off of a position player, but you need to put up more runs tonight, because the Nationals do not have a good pitching staff. You have to take advantage of that.
Yep. And then I go to game seven. I happen to catch the Canadians' goal for...
Yep, in overtime.
It was kind of soft.
See, I didn't see that, but the only thing I keep an eye on there is that, and Paul, you know this as a sports historian, it's been since 1993, since a team from Canada has won the Cup, and it was the Canadians, which... We don't care about down here, but when you consider how great hockey is and what it means to the Canadian teams, that is a remarkable stat and a remarkable drought. Now, I don't think Montreal's winning the Cup. They're the worst team left. But you know what they have? Momentum. So that's what you want in sports. Just like the Mets have, just like the Knicks have. They got a little momentum on their side.
And then one more thing. You know I sleep at night, so I really haven't seen the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
That game tonight with the Spurs and OKC,
phenomenal.
That's why I'm up.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It was worth losing sleep over. That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. It was, what am I watching? This kid, 41 points, 24 rebounds.
Wemby.
Oh, my goodness. And I want to say one thing to the Joe Beningos of the world and all you callers that I've been hearing, if the Knicks don't win it all, when are they going to win it? Did you see those two teams, if they get through Cleveland, who they have to play? You can't say that anymore. Those two teams are monsters.
They are certainly...
OKC and the Spurs are tremendous.
Beyond tremendous. And I get what you're saying, Paul. Look, I'll take my chances in the finals. The Knicks are getting there. They're going to beat the Cavs in five. I like the Knicks more against the Spurs for this reason. Wemby is... 22 years old. Castle, 21 years old. This is insane. Harper, 20 years old. They're babies. They are extremely talented. And it seems like they have the Thunder's number. And I wouldn't be surprised if San Antonio beats them. But they're babies. Sports is about climbing that ladder. Wembanyama is going to get his, probably more than one. This team is young, talented, loaded. Wembanyama is a generational talent of the likes I've never seen in my life. I've never, ever seen a basketball player like him, ever, ever. And we probably never will again. He does things on a basketball court that are just literally like it's a video game. Like when you were a kid and you're like, not only am I going to have 99 speed, I'm going to have 99 power, I'm going to have 99 pitching speed, I'm going to be just basically like what you see from Ohtani. Ohtani, Wembanyama, these are video game-like stuff that they do. So they are going to get theirs. Just not this year. Just not this year. And I'll plant the flag now. I would be extremely confident that the Knicks are beating the Spurs. Because I don't think San Antonio is ready for that moment. And you couple that with, you know, getting over that hump of beating the defending champs. I know you're in the finals, but sometimes there's just there, even though it's the finals and there shouldn't be a letdown, sometimes there is. And yeah, I'm looking ahead because I don't see a scenario where the Cavs beat the Knicks. Not only am I confident, I'm cocky. And guess what? I've waited a long time for this, so be that as it may. This is the best Knick team of my lifetime. This is the best run that they've been on. So you're damn right I'm confident. And you're damn right I'm cocky. And I'm not going to waver on that. But you are right, Paul. Watching, the Knicks are by no means the JV. But when you watch OKC and San Antonio, this is like varsity. You're watching these two teams, you're like, this is incredible basketball. Incredible. And it was a classic game. I think the Thunder will respond, heart of a champion. They'll take game two. But the Spurs are very live in this series. They handled the Thunder all year long. And when it starts to go into the regular season, I don't care what happens as far as head-to-head matchups. But when you start to see it bleed into the playoffs, meaning the Spurs handled OKC in, dominated them, really, during the regular season, when they can now do that also in the playoffs, starts to make you think that they have their number and they match up very well against them. And you do, and also, I saw that could be the factor. And also, and we've discussed this with the Knicks here, with the Cavs, rest versus momentum. The Thunder have been sitting around because they swept the Lakers. No fault of anybody, but that's just the way it goes. And San Antonio had a six-game slugfest with the T-Wolves. So the Spurs were riding the momentum train here while the Thunder was sitting around waiting for an opponent. Sound familiar? The Thunder weren't able to handle that, and that sort of bit them in the ass. Plus, it seems like the Spurs have their number. That's what the Knicks are going to have to deal with later on this evening. I think they will handle it just fine. Better than just fine. Because they're better than Cleveland. They're tougher than Cleveland. They're deeper than Cleveland. Their stars are better than Cleveland stars. And I think the Knicks have a major advantage with their bigs. Cat on the offensive side of the ball and Mitch on the defensive side of the ball. Allen and Mobley are very talented players, very. But they're soft. They're soft. And the Knicks are going to be able to use their bigs, their size, to their advantage. And this is a huge, huge deal. When Brunson has had trouble in the playoffs, it's with physical guards, bigger players that can give him issues when he has the ball in his hands. Cleveland doesn't have that guy. They don't have those. They don't have that personnel. So Brunson is going to be able to get his. Mitchell will get his as well on the flip side, and they will try to attack Brunson like teams do, for sure. But anytime Brunson can get his, and we don't have to worry about the physicality that a Pacer team brings to the table, or a Pistons team brings to the table, or a team like the Thunder bring to the table, or a team like the Spurs bring to the table, Cleveland doesn't bring that to the table. They don't. They're very talented. They're way more talented than Detroit. But they're not tough. And they don't have the physicality that the Pistons have, which can give guys like Brunson trouble. So I don't really see any advantage that Cleveland has in this series as far as personnel. The only thing that you can muster up is the momentum. And then the other one, which I haven't polled the world, but nobody's picking the Cavs. And that usually is not the greatest thing ever because you feel like, all right, well, can someone at least pick them? Even the coalition can't. And that's when you know it's bad because they're the last line of defense for the Knicks getting to the finals. So those are the only two things. But as far as those are, I don't know how much put stock. I certainly don't put stock in the nobody's picking them. The momentum one, perhaps, but that wouldn't last very long. Maybe a game. Personnel-wise, the Knicks have a distinct advantage in this series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see you guys up there, various topics, Knicks, of course, Mets, of course, Yankees, of course. The phone number to join the conversation with me for the next 90 minutes is 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
1241 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. Got you for another hour and 20 minutes. The Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at Chef IQ.com. We are now just a few, well, I'll call it a few short hours. It's really more like, let me do quick math here. It's probably more like 20 hours, which is probably not a few short hours. But there really is no phrase for, we're a mere 20 hours away. So I figured I'd throw the word short in there. Bottom line is this. For some of you, no more sleeps because you've woken up and this is the start to your day. There are no more sleeps until the Knicks finally get back on the court. They finally play basketball. The time for talking is almost over. The time for basketball is here. Four wins away from the finals. Standing in the Knicks' way are the Cavs. I think this series will be quick. I think it will end in five. The Knicks will make short order, quick order of the Cavs. They're tougher. They're deeper. And I don't see any department where the Cavs have an advantage in this series. The Knicks' biggest advantage in this series is their bigs. Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson are going to eat Allen and Mobley for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Cat on the offensive side of the ball, those two dudes aren't going to put up any type of fight. Cat is going to have his way in this series. And then on the defensive side of the court, Mitchell Robinson is going to be able to handle both of them. The physicality, the toughness that the bigs on the Knicks have between Robinson and Towns is going to be too much to handle for Allen and Mobley. Both of them are extremely talented players, but they're soft. They don't have the toughness. They don't have the physicality. They don't have the strength. They don't have the muscle. They don't have the physicality to handle Karl Anthony Towns, to handle Mitchell Robinson. And certainly Mitch has all of those things to handle both of those dudes when the Cavs bring the ball up the court. That's the biggest advantage in this series for the Knicks. Their front court. Towns and Mitch are going to eat Allen and Mobley for breakfast, lunch, and dinner as the Knicks roll in this series. They do damage in this series, and they end it quickly. Knicks in five. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jeff in Florida. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Yeah, I wouldn't say you're cocky because you are giving the Cavs a game.
Well, I figured, you know what I would do? You know why I'm doing that, Jeff? Because I know in my heart of hearts that Donovan Mitchell, a great Met fan, I don't want to see him get swept. So I'm going to be a gentleman here, and I'm going to give the great Donovan Mitchell, a great Met fan, tweets about the Mets all the time, diehard Met fan. I'm going to give him one here so they can go out. I didn't want to give it to the Sixers, that's for sure, because I don't want to be a gentleman to Philly, but I'll be a gentleman to Donovan here, and I'll say it ends in five.
Yeah, that's fair, and he does have the raw talent to challenge them a little bit in the series. But
he'll have a 40-point game, and he'll carry them to a victory for sure. Mitchell will, Spider.
Yeah. I think actually at Mad Dog Show, he put it pretty well. He said, even if you say Brunson and Mitchell are a wash, and, you know, even if, you know, being, if you want to be very generous and say Mitch and Towns and Mobley and Allen are a wash, which is being generous, but let's say that for the argument's sake. You know, you look at the wings, that's where
James Harden, I've said this before, is a sports loser. I said this literally, I remember it verbatim when they traded for him. I said, when you get in bed with this guy, when you do business with him, when you put him on your team, he will torpedo your team. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but at some point, James Harden, and he's going to in this series.
Yeah, and he tried to in Game 7, just the way that Detroit played and the way some of the Cavs players
He didn't play well in Game 6 either. That's James Harden in closeout games, back against the wall, where he has to show any type of heart and toughness. Yep. He will wave the white flag.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason why the series could get extended. Harden could have a big game, one of those few games early. But again, I think it's imperative for them to win the series in five or less, because they're going to need everything that they have for the NBA Finals. I know I thought after they had blown Game 2 and Game 3 against Atlanta that was going to put them in a bad way, but obviously they responded to that. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, tonight is about getting over the demons of last year's Game 1. I know it's a completely different thing. You still haven't recovered from that, and we won't recover from that until they win this game.
Yeah, I brought that up last night, and I said they gotta obviously avoid that, because same thing, home court advantage, you know, favored in the series. Everybody, the Knicks are gonna roll, they're gonna get to the finals, and then the big lead in Game 1, and we all know what happened in that game, and that's something that it happened against Atlanta in Round 1. This has been something that we have seen with this Knicks team throughout the years here in the playoffs, and that's something that they have to avoid, because to your point and to the point I made last night, if you want this to be over quickly, if you want it to be five or even four, you have to win Game 1, and you have to get this off on the right tone, and then you'll go downhill from there and ride the wave. But if you have a bad one in Game 1, then it's now a series, and you're going to have to roll your sleeves up.
Right. And they're going to have to do something they've never done in their history.
Which is win a series when they lose Game 1. Yeah.
Right.
At home.
The Thunder did it twice last year. So obviously they're still alive in their series. But real quick with the Mets, I almost wish that AJ went by Andrew so they could introduce him as Andrew Ewing, like they did with Patrick. But, he's obviously done everything, but he's been a lightning rod for them. Benj is, like you said, Ben, and the biggest thing is that they're falling behind in these games. And then, the way the first month went, the way the last few months of 2025 went, once they got down, or even if it was a run or two,
yep,
halfway through a game,
yep,
felt like the game was over.
Yep, 0-91.
Those a lot of credit. Yep, you have to give them those a lot of credit, because a lot of the turmoil he's been through this year is injuries, but it's also the incompetence with Stearns with the roster construction, and he's kind of fought through it. And thankfully, they've called up Ewing, and I think they're calling up, I forget the guy's name, a young starter to pitch Wednesday. I get to replace Holmes. And sometimes that's, what teams have to do. You get the minor league depth, and that's actually one of Stearns's, or his few strengths, is that it seems like he's drafted well, he's developed,
yep,
the minor league system.
And that was a big reason why he was hired in the first place, was to create a sustained winner here. And the way you do that, or one of the ways you do that, is to build up your farm system, which creates opportunities to trade players away and acquire guys like Peralta, but then also to bring up players when needed to be your core players for the next, 5, 10, 15 years. So that's really why Stearns was brought here. And look, I get it. He didn't have the success to start this year, and obviously things went the way they went last year, but he did have 2024, and now this team is starting to turn it around. And it's really with the lightning rod, like you said, the good luck charm of Ewing, and then Benj, who's been their MVP for the last month.
Yep. And like I said, maybe at some point they'll have to make some adjustment in that he could be their prospect / under 25 GM. And
yeah, I could see them hiring a guy to be the real, the GM of the team, and he'd be the president of baseball operations. I could absolutely see them going in that direction. But one direction they're not going in is getting rid of David Stearns. That they're definitely not doing. And they're standing by Mendoza as well. And say what you want about Steve Cohen, and say what you want about Stearns, but there was so much, and there were so many, the mob was calling for Mendoza's job. The pitchforks were out. It was constant. And this team stood by him, and he, along with his team, has rewarded their patience. I knew they would be patient. I told you they were going to be patient. I said Memorial Day, Memorial Day, Memorial Day. Well, here we are. Memorial Day is 4 or 5 days away. So when you're evaluating this team, taking into consideration where they started, the fact that they are only 5 games under 500, that is a sign that Mendoza has this team headed in the right direction. And as bad as things looked in April, that's how good they have looked in May. And they are fighting. They're getting down in these games. Like last year, it was like if they had just won one game when they were trailing going into the ninth inning, one, not five, one, they would have made the postseason, and it would have changed the entire dynamic of that season. Even if they got humiliated by the Dodgers, they would have not have collapsed. They would have made the playoffs. And it would have just changed the entire conversation around that team. Now, this is a conversation for another day. It would have been interesting to see what their offseason would have been. But I have a strong feel that even if they got to October, they still were going to make the moves that they made, which would have made people even angrier. But I've said this before, when it comes to Alonso, Nimmo, and McNeil, the decision to get rid of those guys, and where the Mets would be at, like, this is not something that you can say, hey, it was the wrong thing to do or the right thing to do. You can't evaluate that in a month or two. You can't evaluate that in a season. It's going to take years before we can say the Mets did the right thing or they did the wrong thing. is the phone number to call. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay here on After Hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night. What's going on, Phil?
Hi, Loogie. Good evening. Number one, I want to mention something. Maybe you mentioned it, but I have a lot of faith in the Knicks bench. They come off there. You got guys that could score. They defend.
Yep.
You got McBride. You got
Clarkson, Alvarado.
Alvarado. Mitch. You got Chamblee, Lamont.
Chamblee. Yep.
Gamet, yeah.
Yep.
These guys could do both ways. I don't think Cleveland has guys like that. They have shooters, but they don't have guys that are two-way players.
Well, Phil, listen, the Knicks right now are as good as any team in the playoffs shooting a three, and they're as good as anybody defensively. So those are, to me, in the modern NBA, the two things that you want. You want to hit threes, and you want to play defense, and the Knicks are both doing that at an elite clip.
And I think be smart, and a couple of times during the game, you have both big men on the court.
I agree with that.
That'll counteract the Allen and the other fellow.
And Mobley. Yep, and Mobley.
They're both on the court at the same time. That'll wipe them out.
It's advantage, Knicks, and a big-time advantage. And we saw it a couple years ago, those two, and now we're going to see it again. They just don't have the toughness and the physicality to handle what the Knicks are going to bring in this series. They just don't.
Okay, I have one more question to ask you.
Yep.
Based on what you've been saying about the Nets, is there a problem with Stearns not going out and trying to bring in a legitimate pitcher? Because he wants certain specifications. He doesn't want people...
You mean like in the offseason and stuff like that in terms of like long-term
contracts? No, even now. Yeah. Even let's say for the trading deadline. If he's so obstinate, that Stevie Cohen is listening to him, How is anything going to get done?
Yeah.
Tell me.
I think that he's going to add an arm if they need one. I hear what you're saying as far as the unwillingness perhaps to give long-term contracts out, which for the most part I agree on. Now, there are a few pitchers I would, and I think Stearns would agree with that. Like, there's a short list of guys that I would pay a lot of money for and a lot of years for. You could pretty much figure out those names. And I understand because it's to call up a pitcher. Number one, you believe in your farm system. Number two, you don't have to give anything up to call somebody up here. I get the hesitancy to trade some prospects for an arm. But with the injury news to Holmes, I would be now aggressive in doing that. And that would be very close to the top of my list going forward here. Lindor should be back next month. That's another bat in the lineup. Polanco at some point is going to have to get into the lineup because he's dealing with an injury that's not going anywhere. He's just going to have to pain management. So I don't know if that's going to affect his production, but the bottom line is we got to see Polanco on the field at some point here. And he'll have to DH, I would imagine, which is totally fine. That's where I felt like he was going to be anyway because of his injury history. That would keep him healthier. And let Mark do his thing over there. It's not always pretty. I understand that. And there are times where you just want to throw the remote. I get there are people out there that are frustrated watching Mark Vientos. But I still believe in him. I've always have, and I still do. I still do. And I just love the fact that he's getting consistent playing time. And I think he will reward the Mets and all of us in the long run here for getting that opportunity. I really believe that. And if you've listened to me at all, you know how much I support Vientos. And have supported him for years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night, a very busy night of sports. Coming up on another very busy night of sports. So we'll get to your calls. Yankees, a huge win. Mets, another huge win. Knicks, Cavs, game one later this evening at Madison Square Garden. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, it is After Hours here on The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.